When you advance toward understanding that people and things cannot be found under analysis, but take to mind that they do indeed exist, you may begin to feel the impact of the statement that they exist through the power of thought. This, in turn, will challenge you to consider further how people and things appear to your mind, and will undermine your confidence in the goodness or badness of these appearances, which you previously automatically accepted as intrinsic to the objects. You will begin noticing how you assent to the appearance of objects and how you latch on to them. In this way, meditation is a long journey, not a single insight or even several insights. It gets more and more profound as the days, months, and years pass. Keep reading and thinking and meditating. Meditative reflection. 1. Go through the 4 steps of analysis described in Chapter 15. 2. When the sense that the I is self-instituting falls apart and vanishes in a void, switch to considering your arm, for instance. 3. See whether the sense that your arm inherently exists immediately vanishes due to the previous reasoning. 4. If the previous analysis does not immediately apply to your arm, your understanding is still on a coarser level. Keep working at it. The sign that you have truly become impressed with the absence of the concrete, solid existence of the I occurs when you consider body or mind and no longer take their appearance to be true. You cease investing so much confidence in their exaggerated appearances because you have become impressed with the absence of inherent existence discovered through meditative analysis. This diminishing of confidence in the truth of appearances is a sign of success, and through continual meditation, it can grow stronger and stronger. This process is how you come closer and closer to seeing yourself as you actually are. Realization of emptiness is difficult, but if you keep working at it, analyzing and analyzing, comprehension definitely will come. You will understand what is meant by searching for inherent existence but not finding it, searching for what is so strongly imagined and not finding it. This non-finding appears to the mind as emptiness, first weakly and then with more and more clarity. Though initial insights are not the most profound, as you keep at this process, they will get deeper and deeper. Through a preliminary sense of emptiness, you will gain a clearer sense of what ignorance is. This will lead to a better experience of emptiness. Knowing emptiness better will, in turn, enhance your identification of ignorance and what is being negated. This identification will deepen the impact of the reasoning as you use it again and again, inducing more and more understanding and undermining your belief in what is exaggerated. This is how you undo trouble.